Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have an extremely important and informative broadcast lined up for you today on this Thursday edition, October 29th, 2009. We're going to have wide open phones on all the important life-changing, world-shaking geopolitical events that are happening right now. We've also got the Libertarian candidate for governor of Texas, who in several statewide polls, including one conducted by Texas Monthly, is neck and neck, literally tied with Rick Perry and with Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the senator. Of course, both Governor Rick Perry and U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson are both attendees of the Bilderberg Group. Perry's an attendee. Kay Bailey Hutchinson isn't just a Bilderberg member. She is on the North American Steering Committee. So she is a head honcho. So as much as I hate Rick Perry, and as bad as he is, I will vote for Deborah Medina. But if she gets knocked out of the race in the primary, well, obviously, we're going to find out in the primary who's going to win, but Perry could switch parties and run as an independent. So could Kay Bailey. Who knows what's going to happen if one of them gets knocked out in the primary. But if I had a choice, between Kay Bailey Hutchinson and Rick Perry, I don't believe in lesser of two evils, but I would be forced to vote for Rick Perry. It's hard to even say it. But the good news is that Deborah Medina is running as an independent, so you'll be able to vote for her either way. So don't let the media phrase this because she is an independent. You can vote for her regardless. So do not vote for either one of these people. And this is a race that has national implications because Perry's trying to frame himself, sell himself as somebody who wants to secede, have Texas secede, but it's all tongue-in-cheek, and boy, he doesn't like the federal government when he's a total globalist, expanded the size of government, supported forced injections of Gardasil that kills little girls and paralyzes others on record, supports NAFTA and GATT, supports the Trans-Texas Corridor. I mean, he is just a piece of work. But as bad as Rick Perry is, Kay Bailey Hutchinson is even worse. I mean, this is a top globalist. She's actually over the committee in the Senate running the chemtrail operations. I mean, this lady is right up there near the top of the pyramid. She's a high-level servant in the New World Order. The establishment really likes this former UT cheerleader. And then Rick Perry's a former cheerleader, and so is George W. Bush. Why are we ruled by a bunch of limp-wristed ninnies? I will never understand. Absolutely amazing. So I'm going to be supporting Deborah Medina. That is coming up. She'll be in studio in the last hour today. Steve Watson joins us from London, England, to give his take and breakdown on Europeans refusing the flu shot en masse, and reports out of Germany, reports out of Sweden, reports out of a whole bunch of countries over there of deaths from the vaccine. Here they're sweeping it under the rug, but there's a lot of people getting paralyzed or going into convulsions and a lot of evidence of deaths as well. We'll break that down, and I'll go into the latest on government-controlled health care, the banking takeover of every industry in the nation under the guise of banking reform. It is all coming up today. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are falloftherepublic.com, prisonplanet.tv, and infowars.net. Stay with us.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Republican candidate for governor, Deborah Medina, joining us the last hour of the broadcast today. But she really is a libertarian. I want to be clear, during the last segment I was calling her libertarian because that's what she is, like Ron Paul. I tend to call Ron Paul libertarian. People email me and say he's a Republican. It doesn't matter which party you run in to use their machinery. If you have a good voting record or if you have a track record of being pro-Constitution, and she's neck and neck in two major statewide polls, neck and neck, tied with Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson. So that is coming up today. Very excited about that. We all need to get behind her in this primary. I hope that she switches to an independent and still tries to run, but I have to look at the state rules on that. But we've got to fight during this upcoming Republican primary to get her in. And again, this race will have national implications because both Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson are Bilderberg attendees. But Kay Bailey is even worse. She is a Bilderberg steering committee member. And she, of course, is a U.S. senator in the Republican Party. Rick Perry is the current sitting governor who would have lost the last election, but it was a four-way race, so it got split with a bunch of independents running, and Rick Perry obviously won again. So that is coming up today. Steve Watson will join us from Prison Planet, from London, England, coming up in an hour and a half. to break down the European response to the swine flu inoculations. France and other nations have tried to make it mandatory, but they're having a huge rebellion, with major polls showing that over 70% of Europeans are refusing. Deaths are being reported in association with the swine flu inoculations, both nasal and injectable, in the European continent right now. We'll be breaking that down in the second half of the next hour. I have several extremely important stacks of news here that I want to go over today. This morning, while I was preparing for the radio show, I was flipping back and forth between Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and CNBC, and I had a chance to watch about 20 minutes of a House Banking Committee hearing with Timothy Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury. And even the Democratic chairman of this particular committee was making the point that the bill gives unlimited dictatorial power to the Treasury and to executive branch regulatory agencies, and fully transfer the remaining power that the House of Representatives and the Senate, the Congress, has over banking. And here was Geithner, the individual who was the chairman of the New York Fed, the most powerful branch of the Fed, it calls the shots, who helped engineer, himself a former Goldman Sachs operative, with the current private Federal Reserve head, who also is connected to Goldman Sachs, with the last Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, who was also the head of Goldman Sachs. And these are the individuals, Larry Summers running the whole show from the Obama White House, calling all the shots, who's a former Goldman Sachs operative, Robert Rubin, Goldman Sachs, Bloomberg, Goldman Sachs, just the who's who. Goldman Sachs is a criminal organization that has hijacked this nation with the private Federal Reserve in huge conflicts of interest, giving AIG over $200 billion, much of it paid to Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs, the number one recipient of the AIG money. AIG was just the holding company, the insurance company, that doled out the bailout money. And to just see the culprits from beginning to end, the authors of removing the Glass-Steagall Act in 99, the authors of the runaway derivatives. I mean, forget capital requirements of 8 to 9 fractional reserve banking, where for every dollar a bank has, it loans out, depending on the bank, 8 to 10 times. Pre-1999, you could only leverage 10 times, and that was frowned on. You're supposed to keep it at 8 times. And you could, of course, take over the planet by being able to do that. Only select banks were really allowed to get away with that. But in 99, they just said, well, we're going to allow select banks and brokerage firms to loan out unlimited amounts. The sky's the limit. You want to loan out 50 to 1, 100 to 1, 200 to 1, some 300 to 1, trading an encyclopedia of different fraudulent paper interest and instruments with nothing backing them but the foolish taxpayer, the dumbed-down taxpayer. That's it. And I just can't watch these hearings. It is too much. In fact, I want to remind the guys to tape C-SPAN. I know that'll re-air today. Geithner's testimony, because even the chairman of the committee, who's a Democrat, said, well, this gives you unlimited power. And you are the guys that did all of this. And he said, I'm not afraid of you and Obama. I'm a Democrat. But what about people in the future with this unlimited power? And what about Congress giving up its control over the issuance of currency and credit in the Constitution? And Geithner just said, that's the way it is if you don't want to have more disasters like we saw last year. So in the name of stopping the derivatives, we give the very crew of criminals that engineered the crisis, to their gain, it wasn't an accident, unlimited power. And I can read the legislation. We've been talking about it now for 9 months. It's in the Obama deception. It's in Fall of the Republic. We talk about the very legislation that's about to be passed. And we understand what it does. And it allows every financial institution, any company that has any stock, any company that has bank loans, basically even restaurants, department stores, hot dog stands. I made that point, and Judge Napolitano months later picked up on that term. To his credit, the only national TV host to even discuss these things. The point is, it's not just me saying this. Napolitano's read the bill and has the same breakdown. It's one thing to know they're going to try to pass it. It's another thing to see them on the verge of it and to even witness congressional hearings where it's admitted. But then the chairman said, well, I'm going to go ahead and probably support this. To watch the Democrats and Republicans just go along with it, it's just really hard to deal with mentally, intellectually. So we're going to cover that. They've also finally unveiled the what they say is the final version of the health care bill, the government takeover of health care. And for the last year, we've heard, oh, you can read the bill. You can see the bill. And there's been five different versions and committees bounced around, several other subversions. All of them have the same crap in them. And every time we point it out, they say, oh, well, you don't have the final bill yet. And now we got the final bill this morning. And I was watching about 10 minutes of Pelosi's disgusting press conference. All of it was a lie. They had the Democratic House minority leader. He got up after Pelosi and he said, we'll try to pull it up on YouTube later. I'm sure somebody's going to post it. He got up and he said, every constituent I've talked to has agreed we've got to have health care reform. That is a complete lie. And you heard a sigh from the reporters. I mean, you could hear a, huh? Everyone agrees with it. And next he's going to tell us the moon is made out of cheese. There are an index of different polls out there. Some are twisted, some are distorted. But the majority of trustworthy polling agencies that actually ask fair questions about government health care, around 42-43% do support socialist health care and what they think is going to be a freebie. Over 50% in every major poll I've seen do not like it. And those numbers are sliding. You can find polls where 60%+, 65%+ are against it. And the White House has admitted, and Pelosi's admitted, time is running out for them. Because every week they lose a couple more poll points. It was 50-50 6 months ago. They are losing poll points every week as people learn more about the legislation. They passed the hate crimes bill to federalize local police. Has nothing to do with poor gay people being beat up by rednecks. Or that poor black man being drugged to death. Those guys that killed that guy in Jasper were given the stinking death penalty, and they should have been. But the media never says it. They say, oh, we need a federal crime so this doesn't happen again. As if, it's just crazy, as if they could be given more than the death penalty. I mean, but the media never says they were given the death penalty. They say, these guys drugged this black man to death, and we've got to stop it. You got to stop it. They're scheduled, one of them's scheduled to be executed next year. That's pretty speedy execution. I mean, what more do you want? They're going to strap him down in a gurney and stick an IV in his arm and pump poison into him like you kill a dog. Okay, those guys are on death row, ladies and gentlemen. But every time you see the mainstream media talk about the case, they never mention the death row, do they? They say, we've got to have more legislation. Hey, if white guys drag a white guy to death, death penalty. If black guys drag a white guy to death, death penalty. If Hispanics drag a Hispanic to death, death penalty. If Hispanics drag a white guy to death, death penalty. If white guys drag Hispanic to death, death penalty. Death penalty. It's equal protection, equal prosecution under the law. Equal penalties. It's in the Declaration of Independence. That's why we had the war. They mention the unequal application of justice in there. It's one of the main planks of this country that this not be done. It is the Soviet Union, on the other hand, in 1920, implemented this system. Okay, I'm going to give you some of the other news. Very important. Break it all down today. Over in England, this guy's house was being robbed, so he stabbed one of the attackers. He's been charged with murder.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides, oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain.
We're going to open the phones up throughout the full broadcast today on this Thursday edition. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Here's the bottom line. The globalist takeover is happening now. The open world government is being announced now. The carbon tax on a planetary scale is being passed by nation states. in Europe, in Asia, in Latin America, in the United States, simultaneously to comply with the Copenhagen Treaty that they're set to try to implement in December. The U.S. Senate is set to vote on this in the next month. The Senate leadership and the House leadership believe that they're going to get it passed by early December. We are facing that. We are facing the global regulatory takeover by the very banks that created last year's crisis and panicked governments into giving them more than $50 trillion. 2.5 months ago, the feds released the latest number of $23.7 trillion since October of last year. 10 months in, it was 23.7. We should have gotten numbers in the last 3 weeks. At the growth trend, it should be over $28 trillion in the U.S. alone stolen from taxpayers. Now the very banks, $50-plus trillion worldwide stolen, openly are writing legislation that's almost identical in Europe, England, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, to give a private consortium of banks unlimited power over small banks, brokerage firms, credit unions, and other financial institutions, and any companies that issue public offerings, any companies that have loans, to give a private consortium of regulators that control the regulation system total control to take over who they want, to have unfair rules that give them more of an advantage to further vertically integrate the economy and create an oligopoly worldwide of banking power. They already have the power, select groups, to issue currency and credit. That's not enough. Now they want to force you to sell your property, your ranch, your farm with environmental rules and financial regulatory rules. They are fully taking over the planet. They've used globalism to deindustrialize the West, to bankrupt our economies and make individuals and communities dependent on government. Only select corporations that are allied with the government and the Fortune 100 are able to get loans. Anyone else who doesn't fall under that are regulated out of existence. It's all happening now. The takeover of the net. Major organizations, major think tanks are reporting right now that global governance is being established over the Internet. The Heritage Foundation has the headline today, "Ceding the Internet to Global Governance." That is a quote from the announced United Nations steps taken under the Obama administration to embrace a new era of engagement and global governance over the Internet through international treaties. And the federal government has handed control of ICANN, the, quote, private consortium that controls the issuance of domain names and registration control, which is the web itself, which is the directory, to the UN. It's all happening. So the financial takeover, the environmental takeover, the taxation takeover, the takeover of private property under different environmental rules and premises ID, animal ID, the takeover of healthcare, so eugenics and forced euthanasia can be carried out, and government-sponsored abortion and infanticide, the takeover of local police through the hate crimes legislation and the Homeland Security NORTHCOM Anti-Terror Threat Fusion Integration Center Directorate, the takeover of education with Head Start and other programs standardizing the schooling under the UN treaty with UNESCO. All the major federal governments are taking direct orders from the UN. The UN itself, created by the military-industrial complex in San Francisco, California, in 1945, a purely private organization, just like the World Trade Organization is a private organization. And Congress, in the last 12 years, has handed over its full authority over trade to the World Trade Organization. This is a complete hijacking of the governments of the world by private offshore corporations to then raise taxes and rob the population to transfer that wealth to them. And it's all happening now. I'll break down what's really happening with the final health care bill they finally unveiled today. We will break down the environmental carbon tax takeover and, most importantly, the banking dictatorship takeover that's happening right now, and break down all the police state news, the stock market news, and take your phone calls. Vitally important transmission today.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Oh, would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the
waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation? We're live here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time, Eastern Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. We're also live here Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 to 7 Eastern, with an abbreviated Sunday live broadcast. All right, I want to go over self-defense news as well. That's in my stack. There are horrified news reports out of Chicago, San Francisco, and other cities across the country I've seen the last 3 days, where they're reporting that not only are the record gun sales continuing now for more than a year, since it was apparent that Obama was going to become president in the election when he went ahead of McCain in the polls, but it is record sales, more than doubling previous records, of women going out and buying firearms through the NICS system, the FBI registration system, we know this. And they're more than doubling, the Associated Press is reporting, the number of concealed carry permits they're getting. Women are finally figuring it out. It's their job to protect themselves. The police can't do it, and it's not their responsibility under statute. They're to respond after a crime. The average 911 call time is 12 minutes, according to the FBI. 12 minutes. There's also a report from colleges across the country where people are robbing and stealing and mugging college students, so they're all going out and getting armed. And the people are learning that it's their responsibility to defend themselves. But first, I want to go over what's really happening with the health care bill, what's happening with the cap and trade bill, the banking takeover bill, in the name of stopping all the corruption. It's being written by the very people that engineered the current economic crises to consolidate power. We're going to break it all down today and take your phone call. Steve Watson joins us in 1 hour to look at Europe's rebellion against the flu shot and all the reports of deaths and people being paralyzed or having neurological problems, Guillain-Barré type syndromes, there's a whole list of them, with the shot that's also coming out in the news here in the United States. And then we have Republican Party candidate for governor who's neck and neck in every major poll I've seen against Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson in the Republican primary for governor. She is a libertarian patriot, and that's who I'm supporting. And this race has national implications. That's in the last hour. She'll be in studio with us today. At least Rob Deuce set that up last week, but he just got back after a five-day, six-day trip in Canada and Detroit for Fall of the Republic 2. And so he had it set up. He is not in today, but we think she's showing up for that. So that's good news. Now, in the next 5 minutes before I get into the rest of the news, I wanted to have, for 5 minutes, one of our sponsors up, SupernaturalSilver.com, a breakthrough in colloidal silver technology, because I don't pretend to be a medical doctor, but I've read a lot of literature and studies, and I know what the old-timers knew, that silver was one of the most powerful antibiotics and antivirals. Antibiotics aren't antiviral, and antivirals aren't antibacterial. Antibiotics only go after bacteria. And every medical doctor we've had on, Sherry Tenpenny, you name it, have said that vitamin D, sunshine, lots of rest, vitamin C, not just washing your hands, because most people get the flu by inhaling it into their nasal cavity, people sneezing or breathing it on you, tiny particulates of saliva or nasal fluid, plasma floats around in the air, even if you're just breathing, you're exhaling it, and that's how you get it. And you can find out more at SupernaturalSilver.com with the studies and reports they've got there about what high-quality colloidal silver can do for you. This silver compound is a breakthrough and is trademarked and patented. So I wanted to get Keith Moeller, managing director of the company that puts out Supernatural Silver, on the air for a few minutes to tell you about it. What will we find out, Keith, when we go to SupernaturalSilver.com?
Well, what you're going to find out is that we are an incredibly science-based silver product. We have more science than probably any other supplement out there. We have more than 200 major studies from more than 60 different institutions. Like, we have work against H5N1 bird flu, the most deadly virus I know of, showing that prophylactic use, 7 days of using it before they got a mortal dose, increased their survival rate by 100%. That was done by a U.S. NIH antiviral lab. We also have numerous other studies from, like, William Beaumont Army Med, which used it for wound care and leishmaniasis, to Illinois Institute of Technology that tested directly on anthrax.
Well, that's why I wanted to get you on, because hundreds of government and university studies and medical center studies you've got show this. You would think with antibiotics not working on flesh-eating bacteria, you would think with all the flu and all the superbugs that the media would want to tell you about this, but Big Pharma has trouble patenting this, so they don't like it, and so they try to intimidate people from even discussing this. No pun intended. The medical doctors we've interviewed don't say it's a silver bullet, but they say it's the closest thing you're going to get. Silver is the closest thing you're going to get to a silver bullet, hence the word silver bullet. That's why the old-timers, you know, had that saying. This is a massive cover-up.
One of the most interesting things that's happened to me in the last 2 weeks is we just sold 6,000 tubes of the gel to one of the top U.S. security national testing labs in the U.S., and they bought it for all their employees. They said they were going to use it as a hand sanitizer. we specifically do not have that approval yet from the government, but they don't care. That's what they bought it for, because it had a four-hour kill time on pathogens once they had it on their hands.
By the way, that's another subject. We had a listener call in a month ago or 3 weeks ago and say that this deadly poison, and she listed it, was being given to school children to put on their hands when it's only for cleaning stainless steel and you're not supposed to touch it. And then we even got the document and ended up being in the news that the school was doing this, because listeners heard it on the show and investigated. So instead, they're giving people deadly hand sanitizers to put on their hands instead of silver.
Yeah, I mean, most of those hand sanitizers are almost pure alcohol, and they'll flame if you go by a fire. You wouldn't want to do that, besides the fact that they only work right for that second. Once it's gone, it's gone. And I think one of the reasons why they've been picking up the gel is because it continues to work for 4 hours. It makes the hands really soft. It makes it really nice. We designed it for major wound care and actually got it approved by the FDA to kill things like staph infections in wounds.
So you guys are a big company. You actually are going out and getting FDA approval.
Yeah, we actually have one FDA approval now for major wound care. We have a second one that we're waiting for right now, which will give us direct claims on killing MRSA and VRE. We have a number of EPA approvals already as a hard surface disinfectant with a toxicity rating of 12,500,000 gallons, which means we can disinfect the hospital with zero toxicity, basically.
And now, sir, explain to people why your product's different, because it's so miniaturized. Why is it important to get the silver molecules as small as possible?
Well, it isn't even that. What we did was we created a whole new silver technology. That technology, old silver works because it's missing an electron. Almost all the colloidals and the ionics are missing an electron, so it wants it back. So it steals it from a bacteria or a virus. Ours,
and basically, in layman's terms, it blows holes in them. It's like a rail gun. It just blasts them.
It's a single-shot gun. It'll shoot one hole in it. Ours, on the other hand, was missing 8 electrons, which means we could blow 8 holes in it with the same particle. The
wow.
other thing we did was we embed it with a resonant frequency that's the same as ultraviolet light, which means we can kill bacteria we don't even touch. We have one of the tests we gave to the FDA was where we went head-to-head with a pharma product that had 300 times more silver in it. And we killed all the bacteria in a half hour. It took them, 300 times more silver.
So put that in layman's terms. Put that in layman's terms. This has a charge then.
Yeah. What happened was it took them over 5 hours with 10,000 parts per million silver. We did it in a half hour with 32 parts per million silver. So
now, again, I'm ignorant. I mean, how do you give it a charge? How do you give it a resonant frequency?
Well, it takes us about 30 hours and about 80,000 volts. And in this process, basically, we supercharge it with this frequency, which means it puts out energy. And the energy that's embedded in this thing comes out in a wave. And when it hits a bacteria, in simplistic form, it's like this thing, this little particle has a flashlight. And anything this light hits is gone. But it won't hurt human cells. We have more than 20 studies showing that it won't hurt humans. It won't hurt human tissue. We have long-term, like, HIV studies and things that will blow your mind. We have one test series that where they gave 4 ounces a day to people with full-blown AIDS. They gave 2 ounces a day, every day for 4 months. What they found in that study, and it was independent study, we didn't do it, a peer-reviewed medical study, but what they found was we could rebuild the entire immune system of those AIDS patients. They had a 40% increase in their T lymphocyte count, got their ability to eat back, gained an average of 17 pounds in 4 months, and were deemed as being perfectly fit and healthy.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, we're out of time, but I hope people visit supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and check out all the great line of products. And Keith Muller, we really appreciate what you and your team are doing. Is there a number people can call if they want to?
I think that if they go to supernaturalsilver.com, they can get into the reports. There's lots. I mean, there's more than they want to read, but they have stuff on water purification. They have all of that, and I think that if they go to that website, they can get all their questions answered and see all the information.
They all right.
Tag to our information websites, which allows them into all the studies.
All right, supernaturalsilver.com. I hope folks check it out and get it. Thank you so much, Keith.
Have a good day.
You bet. Take care. By the way, Keith was supposed to be on for 5 minutes. I had him on for 12 minutes because I'm really interested in this. I mean, that is incredibly important information. And I've been into their site and read a lot of the studies and went and looked them up for myself. It's incredible that the government and the media, the medical media, knows this, but they don't have this guy on 60 Minutes. And so that's why Supernatural Silver is so important. Wow. Okay, look, I've got all this news. I want to go to your calls. I got hung up talking about charged silver, but it is important. Just incredible how much information they suppress. Think of how many other treatments and cures for other diseases and ailments they have. Think about what they're suppressing, all the technologies they're suppressing. All the technologies the establishment has been caught suppressing and keeping for themselves. It just is mind-blowing when you come to grips with that. Okay. I want to start with the financial takeover. There are several different pieces of legislation that are being proposed by the White House and the Treasury Department. It was the very bankers, Geithner, Paulson, Bernanke, Greenspan, that I mentioned Summers, who changed Glass-Steagall so they could carry out this derivatives fraud. Just make up tens of trillions of derivatives paper, certify that it's valuable, and sell it to morons. And then use the assets they got from the sale to buy real assets. That's what they did. Just total fraud. Now they're telling everybody, oh, we're going to have another financial disaster and more problems if you don't give the Treasury Department and their regulators unlimited power outside of Congress over all financial activity in the country, down to restaurants, you name it, everything. But it's more than that. The legislation gives the private Federal Reserve, completely private, a holding company for a handful of private banks. They're very secretive about that. Never been an audit. But we know who they are. J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Bank of England and its shareholders, Wells Fargo, Citibank, Bundesbank. It gives them unlimited power, and there was Geithner this morning admitting it, to take over other banks, insurance companies, brokerage firms, credit unions, and other financial institutions, and any sector of the economy that they say it's vital for them to take over for the national security. And there's no judge or jury. There was Geithner admitting to Congress, yes, this will give us the power to seize any bank, any institution, any group, and put taxes arbitrarily. They admitted. They said, this allows you to arbitrarily tax companies. And he said, yes. So a direct tax of the bankers. And then on top of this new bank of the world they're ceding power to be built around the IMF, you will pay your carbon tax to it. You will pay a Tobin money transfer and stock tax. But it is to be put on as a penalty to any bank or institution that doesn't follow their orders. So it gives the private banking cartels, and this is all in the legislation, many articles have been written on it, but they're now trying to pass it. I told you a year ago when Obama got elected, we're right at a year next week, that the key was not just going to be carbon tax or open borders, or gun control, or taking over private property, or taking over health care. The key is the private Federal Reserve, Bank of England system, is going to go planet-wide and take over, set global tax rates, interest rates, currency rates, and then be able to insider trade and use their insider control and insider power to tax to destroy all of their competition. You think there's a monopoly of these bastards now? They're just getting started. This is a, by order of magnitude, a quantum leap, a transformation of their power, an explosive quantum leap. And here's an article in the Times of London yesterday, October 28th, where England passed similar laws 5 years ago for private institutions, the exchequer that's government but tied into the Bank of England, and then now they've ceded the power to all local councils and local governments. Headline, councils get Al Capone power to seize assets over minor offenses using banking laws, draconian police powers designed to deprive crime barons of luxury lifestyles are being extended to councils and agencies and private corporations to use against the public. So they're going to give private corporations the power to just, without judge or jury, take everything you got with their own private armed mercs.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
We're going to start simulcasting the radio show via television at prismplanet.tv. At the bottom of the next hour when Steve Watson joins us on the flu. I'm going to continue with the most important news that affects every man, woman, and child on this planet, not just the U.S. And then we're going to go to your call starting at the 8 after. Barney, Carl, Shelley, James, Sean, and others. Now, this is just one article, and similar things are now being passed in the U.S., and this allows the private Federal Reserve to create any designate regulatory system to cede power to private corporations, to allow these private corporations to be armed, to allow them to come and transport you to a private prison. This is completely outside the courts. This is absolute tyranny, worse than the Soviet Union. At least there they had some kangaroo systems. You understand, they're trailblazing new forms of corruption. And the police are very, very greedy and jealous over this. The British police are in here saying, well, how can local corporations find people and seize accounts and have people arrested? You know, we were all for getting rid of juries and for us being able to shake everybody down, but what is this? And the article says, to stop crime barons. That's who runs England. What do you think the Queen is? Some hereditary dictator with a crown on her head. To let all the other monkeys know she's the head rat. Council gets Al Capone power to seize assets over minor offenses. Times of London. Draconian police powers designed to deprive crime barons of luxury lifestyles. They always advertised it. Oh, we're going to get rid of all checks and balances to stop rich crooks. Yeah, sure. And we're in Afghanistan to stop the opium. That's why it's 12-fold, and the CIA now admits they're growing it all and shipping it out. Draconian police powers designed to deprive crime barons of luxury lifestyles are being extended to councils, quangos, I guess it's like private corporate groups, and agencies to use against the public. The Times has learned the right of to search homes. Let me say this again. The right to search homes without warrants. I'm reading from the paper. Seize cash, freeze bank accounts, and confiscate property will be given to town hall officials and civilian investigators. Civilian. They call the police non-civilian like they're the military. You're civilian, too. You're under civilian law. Do you know? See, it's a big difference globally in the last decade when they started calling them officials, authorities. We're civilians. We're under NORTHCOM now. The right to seize, the right to search homes, seize cash, freeze bank accounts, and confiscate property will be given to town hall officials and civilian investigators. Same thing in the U.S. under this banking rule. Employed by organizations as diverse as the Royal Mail, the Rural Payments Agency, and Transport for London. The measure being pushed through by Alan Johnson, the Home Secretary, comes into force next week and will deploy some of the most powerful tools available to detectives against fare dodgers, families in areas with council tax, and other minor offenses. They're just going to come take everything you got. The radical extension of the Proceeds of Crime Act through a statutory instrument, which is not debated by Parliament, has been condemned by the chairman of the Police Federation. Oh, the head cop, the head of the National Union, doesn't like it. That's right, because you're going to be out of a job, pal. You're not going to have the monopoly of all this criminality anymore. Paul McKeever said he was shocked to learn that the decision to hand over intrusive powers to people who were not police was made without consultation or debate. What do you think this is, son? England, the government used anti-terror laws to steal tens of billions of dollars out of private bank accounts of Icelanders held in England.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.